The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Reclaim Man says, women are amoral creatures. Indeed, indeed, they are. Reddit / banned books. Anti-Semitic requests are not welcome here. We have noticed an uptick in requests to find online PDFs of anti-Semitic text. These books do not meet our qualifications. These books, quotation mark, do not meet our qualifications for banned books. While we do not have rules against distributing banned books in PDF, we will not allow this subreddit to become a cesspool of misinformation and bigoted PDFs. If you see these requests, please report them. Unbelievable. Banned books. You would think that this is a Reddit for edgy people who are willing to dig into hard truths, who are willing to be exposed to dangerous ideas. But, of course, the anti-Semitic books are not banned books. They don't qualify as banned. They were just, they are just not available. It's not banned. The Jack Acid says, but LGBT banned books will be allowed. Absolutely. So this is why it's so frustrating. But when you're a young man evolving in the ideologies and seeing this, you realize that in the end, it's all a war and you're on one side or you're on the other. They know it's a war. The left knows it's a war. They will trick. They will use special pleading in all sorts of ways that they can. And ultimately, it only matters where you position yourself, on which team you are. Because there is no such thing as banned book or rationality or, you know, all these delusions of objectivity. Ultimately, they will bend the meaning of a word if it means helping their own side. Blimpy Supervisor says, what we mean by banned books are books promoted by the mainstream, but that might suggest some catcher in the rye vibes, like they were banned once in the 60s in one library. Exactly. The hilarious thing is that therefore many of their banned books are actually not banned. It's like, can you buy it on Amazon? Oh, yeah. Here's a gem. Here's a gem. I have found it on Amazon. It's a banned book. Because in the 1930s, they tried to get it out. And okay, so it's not a banned book now. It was a banned book at some point in time. The Jack Acid says, my Reddit accounts usually get squashed after my first post or two. It used to be that Reddit was kind of a wild place where things could happen. It's not been like that since 2015. I've personally been I've been disillusioned about Reddit a long, long time ago. Like when I started seeing that they were manipulating what makes it to the top page, that they were kind of organizing the downvoting of certain news story because it was not leftist enough in its perspective, I was like, wow, that is bullshit. So you make an entire democracy-based system to find what is the most interesting news, but then you bias it with so much of your will, your political will as a leftist moderator that it doesn't mean anything anymore. Doesn't mean anything to be the most popular of the allowed talking points. What I would like to know is, what is the most popular ID, period? What is the most popular news right now, period? Not most popular news, but we banned this and we banned that and we banned this and we banned that. Edmonton, Alberta, Edmonton police released a sketch of an Arab who is wanted for sexual assault after offering a female victim a ride home. Edmonton police has published this sketch. So he was a Arab guy, picks up a 29-year-old girl and sexually assaulted her after offering her a car ride. I was in Edmonton yesterday. I wasn't raped by an Arab. I went to buy, because I was looking for blood sausage, and Edmonton seems to be where you can get blood sausage in Alberta right now. So old country black blood sausage. I've had I bought about 10 or 15 packages of it. Very exciting. I've been eating it yesterday and today. It's the English kind. It's the kind with a lot of oats instead of milk and bread. So the Quebecois and the French version of the blood sausage is more milk and onion oriented, whereas this is more oats oriented. It has more like a bready, dry taste to it. So, but if you had a lot of butter in the cooking, and in fact, I'm tempted to actually add milk in the cooking, you get a good experience. It is made of pork back fat, pork blood, barley, cream, breadcrumbs, salt and spices. And it was a sausage place with a lot of Scottish-inspired meals. And so I bought Cornish pasty. I've never eaten this, but it looks good. And it looks like, I mean, it just looks interesting. Like, wow. Well, they wrapped some meat into this. I can't wait to open it. So two Cornish pasty, one haggis. So haggis is the stomach lining of a sheep or whatever animal, and they stuff it with mostly oats and cereals, like barley kind of stuff. And then, but this barley is kind of mixed in with hearts, pork heart, chicken hearts, liver, that kind of thing. And so I can't wait to taste this, although it's more cereal-y than I expected. You know, now that I've watched a YouTube video about it, I guess I thought it was mostly meat, but it's not mostly meat. It's mostly cereal, but it has absorbed a big taste of heart meat, animal meat, cut oats, onion. And we have a steak and kidney pie that looks interesting. It's good to have something that you can heat up quick. So anyways, I bought these things. And I have also ground venison and I have ground elk. That will be interesting to see what kind of burger it can give. Ground elk, ground venison. When I went to that store, they have ostrich eggs, gigantic ostrich egg, $55 for a ostrich egg. Now, I would like to buy it for the spectacle of it, but at the same time, I have the impression that all it's going to be is a gigantic, useless omelet. Because what can you do with an egg that's that big, literally? I can't make a sunny side up egg with an ostrich egg. So it's gonna be like, it's gonna be destroyed as I pull it out of the shell, and I'm just gonna find myself with a large quantity of egg that I don't know what to do with, and it's gonna end up being some omelet. So I was tempted, but I don't know if... I know that the spectacle would be impressive. Just physically to see the ostrich egg is quite something. But I don't think it's going to be culinarily interesting. Victim in brutal Cincinnati beatdown speaks out. The judges are just letting people out with a slap.
First and foremost, I just want to say that I don't want to relive what happened to me, you know, 8 or 9 days ago. I'm here to talk about the future and how we can change.
Is it just me or I can't hear her? Hello? Yeah, my earphones are working, but...
Change it. How we can prevent this from happening to anybody else.
Anyways, just to say, she was courageously standing and talking about the problem of law enforcement. And she is, as people were mentioning, she is the first... the first victim in many decades that has not been coached by the CRS people, because Trump just disabled the CRS, defunded it. It was a branch of the DOJ that was going to see white people every time they were the victim of a crime by a black person, and they were telling them, "You wouldn't want to bring up race now, would you? This is going to make you lots of trouble. And think about all of the black people that are innocent." And so for the first time in our life, we are not in a Truman Show where these victims are actually getting coached by a Democrat state employee not to talk about race. Interesting what's coming out of this. And this was an academic agent discovery, I think. At some point, a report by academic agent that was lifted by Aaron McIntyre. Coronal mass ejection says, pretty hard to pretend to ignore the shade of the attacker now. Yeah, I mean, I think we are moving to a point of victory for race consciousness, at least on criminality. Like, the normies are tired. The normies at this point are like, no, there's something wrong here. There is something related to race in all these attacks. Marby Dog says, community relations office is BS. Absolutely. Darko Malfoy says, Jewish power is slipping. All things come to an end. Yeah, I think we have to be careful with the celebration of this, because definitely there are victories being scored for, being scored in the last few weeks and in the last few years. There is an awakening. We have to be careful, though, because there could be strategic withdrawal. And you may hear much less about the Jews in the coming years, and yet they might still be there to make sure they control. Song to the Nuts says, Papa JF, Aaron retracted his earlier CRS statement. Well, let's see the link that he sends. He says, I regret to inform you that this post is factually inaccurate. When I posted my original thread on the CRS, I was contacted by the Trump admin because they wanted me to make a correction, letting everyone know that the president's budget would defund the organization. Apparently, this directive was not made part of the OBBB, and so its passage did not defund the CRS. It has been confirmed that the organization is still funded, staffed, and active. Glad they did not involve themselves and silence this victim, but they still exist, are receiving taxpayer money, and are staffed at a reduced capacity. Okay, I think it's still true, we can say based on this, that it has been defunded to an extent. Now, I'm not surprised that they're still running, and yes, we should keep an eye open for it, but... I think there is an effect here. There is less harassment of these victims, because in the last few months we've seen Shiloh Hendricks, we've seen this girl, and I think it's going to start being a very common thing that we see more victims speaking out, and some of them will take the race direction and will be rewarded. This is the whole idea behind the Shiloh Hendricks campaign. It's like, you take the race direction. I don't even care if it was polite of you to do so. I don't even care if it gives a bad image. I'm giving you money. I'm just giving you money if you take that route. I'm not giving you money if you take that other route. And it's like reward. There is this trend in female basketball to be throwing dildos on the court, often green fluorescent dildos. And there is now a coach speaking out against this trend.
Obviously, you guys know what the object is. And I just want to comment on, this has been going on for centuries, the sexualization of women. This is the latest version of that. And it's not funny.
I find it pretty funny. Should we be objected to female basketball? To an extent, yes. To an extent, it makes... First, it's very clear that they are anti-white in this domain. We've had Caitlin Clark constantly pushed. We've had another beautiful blonde woman constantly pushed by the black players. It's a high testosterone environment for women. We should object to it to an extent. I don't mind if women are doing some degree of sports and exercise. Certainly it will keep them healthy, healthier than me. And it will make them more healthy. But we have to be careful to not create competitive environments that are so testosterone-y that basically you have an overrepresentation of lesbians in this field. You have aggressivity. You have basically all of the things that are associated with testosterone. So we have to downplay basketball. It's not interesting anyway. And anyways, it's anti-white. Although whites can be good basketballers, the field has been taken over by an anti-white attitude. Song to the Nuts says these anti-white entitled people think they deserve more pay for their failing league. The NBA is literally paying for the WBNA as it has never made a profit ever. Yeah, that's also a problem. It's that these leagues are maintained because if these sports channels and leagues only host a male competition, they will be told that they are discriminating. So they host a woman category, and the woman category is basically a circus economically because it's not viable economically. There's just not enough people wanting to see this, and so it's being artificially maintained by fear of these corporations that say we have to be equal, we have to pay them equal. And ultimately, it's a dilution of the economic success that can be had by male teams. But I'm not particularly a fan of male basketball either. An engineer, Lauren Wisk, says an engineer, but it's a black man, actually. This shows you the territoriality of the black man. Basically, they live in a place and they want to make it unviable for whites and Hispanics and anyone that's not on their gang, basically. So here, completely territorial behavior by a black male just runs over a young, what seems to be maybe a white male or maybe an Hispanic.
That's what the donut's doing.
So just for being white and walking, you end up getting rolled over by an accident by a car from the back. There's no way to defend yourself against this but to live in a place where there's no black people with cars. Academic agent is in a on a path of reflection about the theory of evolution, and I'm like, this cannot be productive. He says, my understanding is that Lichenko rejected Mendel as bourgeois science or something, and even rejected genetics to the extent that individual genes dictate traits. He argued that learned traits over a lifetime can be passed down, which is not as insane as it sounds. And it all started around... He claims that it's impossible for a distinction of color of skin to have evolved in Iran, where northern Iran are paler and southern Iranian are darker. And to that I say, don't start with, oh, Lichenko thought that, this author said that, they believed that. Leave all of this on the side. The question is quite simple. Can different tans evolve? Yes. In response to selection by the sun? Yes. Does it take time? Not necessarily. So to start with, oh, it's impossible. First, what are the years? What are the years that you're claiming it's impossible over? Because evolution can happen in 20 years. Evolution can happen in 100 years. And evolution can happen over 1,000 years. Now, there are other things than just selection that can happen as part of evolution. There can be outcompeting. There can be self-selection. There can be self-selection over remigration and leaving a place. Imagine you're in southern Iran and you are the palest person there, and you've heard that there are paler people living in northern Iran. You move to northern Iran. That is a case of self-selection. You move toward the places that you're more likely to be meddling with well or living best. That's also part of evolution. Moves. Sexual selection is also part of evolution, and it can happen within less than a generation. It can happen. Sexual selection can impact society before even the next generation happens. If you have a bunch of females who are looking for brown men and they attract them in a particular area of a country, poof, suddenly you have an increase of brown men in southern Iran, and it happened before they even have their babies. Now, their babies is also going to be browner, but it's still evolution happening, and it doesn't require a Lichenko model or a Lamarckist model. It doesn't require a transmission of behaviors by lines of descent aside genetics for it to happen. Marby Dog says, IQ is genetic. Delayed gratification is the genetic trait that built the world. There are some people who say this. I don't know. I don't know that I'm that decisive about it. Could be that delayed self-gratification in Europe, in perhaps also in the Asian populations, created a pressure for more long-term thinking, storage of value, pickling of vegetables, etc., saving of foods by spices or refrigeration or whatever technique, drying. And it's possible that, yes, the extension of rewards into the far future created the mechanism for IQ to arise, or created a need for IQ. They created a need for intelligence. But it's also possible it's something else, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure that you can resume and summarize the whole of advanced civilization, i.e. European civilization, by simply delayed gratitude. people say that I was frozen for a while. Okay, I'm back. All right, so academic agent, I say, is probably on an unsalvageable path. He will soon convince himself that the theory of evolution is false, There is not much we can do to save him. When they start talking about who had what opinion about someone else's opinions, they leave reality. They join a realm of social ghost where things become untestable by design. They make affirmations such as, it's impossible people in Iran had time to evolve without doing the math. And he tried answering to me, but it's like, he's like, it's absurd on its face that Iran could have evolved in that way. And I'm like, stop talking to me about Lichenko and absurdity and ideology. Talk to me about the years. How long do you think it takes for someone, for a population to be a little browner than another population? Do you think it takes millions of years? Because it doesn't. So do you think it takes 20 years? Do you think it takes 100 years? What are your numbers? What are the numbers you work with? And what are the other events that have happened to Iran in the meantime that we have to sum in our observation? Because if there was dominance of Islam, if there was invasion of a society, if there was preferential breeding, if there was political favoring of more brown breeding, less white breeding, then all of this matters. And all of this matters in computing. Is it possible for a population to become more brown within X years? I don't even have those basics from academic agent. He's only like, well, Lichenko is plausible. Lamarckism is not so stupid. And it's like, no, I know where you want to bring this. I know where you're trying to bring this. You're trying to bring this on a path that will only lead to self-deceit and lies. I'm trying to keep you connected to reality here. Let's talk about the numbers, and then we can talk about whether they need a Lamarckist explanation. Okay? New Guy Prime says they are all brown there. Lol. Oh yeah, that's another thing. The whiteness of the northern Iranian is a very relative statement. To me, they're all brown. To me, there's not a single Iranian that qualifies as white. But I understand that there you can say that the northern Iranians maybe are paler or whiter than the southern one. I wouldn't be surprised. That's what you'll see across the planet. But yeah, academic agent has to come down from his ideology and his cloud of deception and start engaging with facts. And give me the numbers. What are the number of years that you consider is absurd for evolution to have resulted in this? FBI to arrest AWOL Texas Democrats. That is, I will classify this in the news that will never happen. I don't think that we will have something as spectacular as the Democrats who have fled from Texas to Chicago to see the federal forces come in their Chicago apartments, kidnap them, and bring them back to Texas to force them to be present at the Democratic vote. It's not going to happen. So I think it's a case of MAGA movement fantasizing here. Fantasizing. In Canada, in Nova Scotia, there was an announcement that they are banning ballads, walking in the woods and walking in nature. It is now illegal in Nova Scotia because of the wildfires. So they're like, for years they've been disallowing any sort of fire on the basis that it would start wildfires. They've also been working on developing this extensive parks and recreation network across Canada because they thought, oh, it's going to be good for your health, right? We're going to have natural places to visit, people are going to be able to do exercise with their children and all, and it's going to be good. Now they're making the use of these paths illegal because of wildfires. So you are now assumed, and it's not that you can't go there and make a fire to feed yourself and eat. It's that you cannot go there anymore. You cannot go in the forest. You will be fined $25,000 if you are caught in the forest camping in any sort of kind, even if your camping does not involve fires. Now, what do we do if that doesn't work? Because it seems to me that fires are basically a thing that has to happen. And it seems to me that the idiot that starts the fire is just a part of the story. Basically, it was a fire waiting to happen whenever a wildfire happens. Because there's this phenomenon of accumulation of carbon reserves and dried carbon on the floor that is sun-dried and that is just waiting to catch fire, basically. And I don't know if all these wildfires are lit up by humans. I don't know. It would be my impression that perhaps nature is capable of lighting up its own wildfire. Maybe through the sun, maybe. I don't know. It's my impression that we will keep having wildfires, even if it's illegal to go in the forest. Ruth Sternwood says it is a strange world, almost as if someone figured Canada needed to suck more. Yeah, it's very weird to have this this country self-destroy on all aspects of liberty. Because what is this? You're basically making Mama JF illegal. Mama JF is out there camping in Nova Scotia, and it's like now she can't live anymore. She wanted to be free, light up fires, live from nature. You are effectively making it illegal for human existence in the wild. That shouldn't be. It shouldn't happen. And yet, it's very much in line with the whole, this universal move toward unviability and detaching humans from nature. Like, you have to be part of the system or you die. I hate this. I believe that people should have the right for wild living. Nicholas Petrus says, free Mama JF. Yes. Unbelievable. Tucker Carlson's father was Monica Lewinsky's book agent. So somehow, not CIA agent Richard Carlson, whose membership in the CIA Tucker Carlson is asking us to believe he only learned about it on the day of his death or around his death. This guy was also there to ensure that the Jewish woman that sucked Bill Clinton's dick would receive nationwide publicity in a way that would undermine the Bill Clinton regime. So basically, this guy dethroning regimes in Nicaragua, in the Soviet Empire, and then dethroning regimes in the U.S.
Woolsey, anyway, is a friend of Scooter's. I've been a friend of Scooter's for years. Scooter Libby is a person, in my view, of great integrity and character. He was my lawyer at one time before he went into the government. He was he and Leonard Garment were partners in a law firm, Deckard, Price, and Rhodes. And
former counsel to Richard Nixon, yeah. Leonard Garment.
Yes, okay. Leonard, a great guy, in my view, and a good friend of mine. And that's how I met Scooter, through Leonard. Actually, Scooter represented me. This is interesting. I've never mentioned this because nobody ever asked me, but I represented Monica Lewinsky in her book deals. I was her book agent, and I sold the book, my story book. Anyway, I did. And I did a couple of other things for her having to do with representing her. Not a press representation. I stayed out of the press, but sort of a quasi-legal representation. And when I drew up the contract with Monica, it was Scooter Libby who drew it up for me.
Unbelievable. How does this guy happen to be the book agent of Monica Lewinsky? And Monica Lewinsky happens to be the big psyop meant to revert power, take it from Bill Clinton in the 90s. It's not that I want to side with Bill Clinton or that I like Bill Clinton, But definitely Bill Clinton has been pushed away by power, by an organized coup. And how is it that the father of Tucker Carlson finds himself at the heart of this coup? I would have to dig more to understand, because I don't even know. I don't even remember. I don't even remember who was who replaced Bill Clinton. Did that replacement lead to an advantage for the Jews in some way? But something is not ringing correctly in this whole story. Breaking: Steve Bannon is planning to run for president in 2028 per the Daily Mail. No, I don't see Steve Bannon winning. Steve Bannon is not... I don't think he can convince the everyday middle of America. And not even talking about the middle between the Republicans and the Democrats, but even the average Republican. I don't think Steve Bannon is too weird. I don't think he can. I don't think he can charm the normie mind, basically. I don't think it's going to happen. Anyways. And now we have sorority videos of dance. This is... we should not encourage these videos. Because it's all sexualization of young career females who are not available sexually, and who are basically they are only using their beauty to pump hoflation, and they're not available for breeding. Therefore, we should not look at them. They are not their pussies are closed. Therefore, they do not exist in the realm of reproduction. They are going to the university. They are probably daughters of rich people, which is why they ended up being more beautiful. And that's the gathering effect of the university in the US, because daddy has a lot of money, so the daughters are going to study so that they can stay infertile for 3-4 years. While they study, and perhaps 10-15 years while they go into a career. Sneed for Life says they should be getting inseminated by JF. Absolutely. State mandated insemination. Indians are given preferential government loans of $200K to $2 million per gas station, motel, and hotel. If whites hired their family members and scaled up, they would be sued, destroyed by civil rights law. Foreign migrants create fake, romanticized myths of hard work. Yeah, that is starting to be exposed. How the reason it's always an Asian, always an Indian that's managing your store, when you go to a convenience store, when you go to a hotel, it's because they have these secret no interest loans, so basically free money, so they can operate the business for 5 years with this free money, and then what they do is they sell it among themselves. So now it's a new, so the Asian sells it to their cousin, to their Asian cousin. Now it's a new Asian cousin owning this company, and so they can refresh the tax free loan. And so they basically have a store of $200K to $2 million subsidy that they never really have to reimburse, because they roll it within the family. And so it's always a new corporation started by a new immigrant. We have the Ring Wars happening on Twitter. Let me tell you first about rings. Very important. Rings were the first woke psyop of the Jews in America, the first successful one. If you are into those rings and having an engagement ring and then a wedding ring. What the fuck is that about? And if you are about, oh, the size of the diamond and, oh, you have to take a loan to pay for a ring because it shows the value of your wife, you have been sold by the Jews and you have been tricked. Absolutely just tricked by the Jews, literally. There's like, there's a lot of other things that we say are because of the Jews, but that are because of a more complex things that require analysis. And sometimes the Jews are just a part of the mechanism. But if you believe in marriage rings as an important thing, you have been Jewed to the core. You have been the victim of a purely Jewish psyop. There's a reason we call jewelry jewelry. J-E-U. So an ad campaign in the 1930s invented the diamond engagement ring. Are diamond engagement rings mentioned in the Bible? No. Are they mentioned in history books of Europe? No. The diamond ring has been invented as a commercial thing in the 1930s. In the few Americans proposed with this precious stone before, blah, blah, blah. De Beers Consolidated Mines, LTD, had extra diamonds. They didn't know what to do with it. Edward J. Epstein's Have You Ever Tried to Sell a Diamond was one of them. In his 1982 Atlantic story, the investigative journalist deconstructed what he termed the diamond invention, the creation of the idea that diamonds are rare and valuable and are essential signs of esteem. Before which, of course, they were really a byproduct of mining. And most importantly, when you spend a lot of money on diamond, first you pay a premium on the value down the line. The real value of diamonds is often, if you take a diamond now, you buy it at a store, and then you run to the pawn shop, and you try to resell it for its diamond value, you're gonna realize that you paid a premium of 90%, of somewhere between 40 and 90%. Basically, the diamond itself that you bought wasn't the price that you were paying. Only 10% of the price you paid went to it. Secondly, diamonds may have been, and gold and all these rare, these kind of valuable metals, they may have been kind of a good decision for the boomer generation because they were in an always increasing, always inflating economy. So yes, the ring that they bought in 1960s will have preserved and in fact appreciated in value if you start selling it today. But that was a special moment of humanity. We will not have the economic growth that the boomers have had, and therefore buying a diamond today is not a very good option. What it really is a storage of the value on which you have a huge premium, on which you probably don't have much appreciation left because we're not going to be in an economy that is brighter 100 years down the line than it is today. It's getting darker and darker. And third, you have put this money in a medium where it cannot generate valuation the way it could right now in Bitcoin, in Ethereum. So you have disabled basically an investment where you could have an actual increasing value, but instead it is stored in a rock that is useless to you and useless to everyone. So it's kind of the Jews' way to neutralize your investment capacities so that they can invest in the real things that are increasing in value, like stocks, like today Bitcoin. So think twice before you paralyze any of your assets into diamonds. Now, we do have a feminine fight right now on Twitter, which I believe is still good. Despite the scam, despite the scam that the diamond industry is, I think it's good that women are starting again to tear each other apart, pull their hair, and fight over who has the biggest diamond and who has the best husband, because it's a very feminine thing to do. And as long as they're fighting like this, at least they're not studying meteorology or, you know, doing all these things that keep them infertile. So I think that women fighting over male quality and diamonds is kind of a high-class signal of these highly beautiful women in the conservative sphere, conservative with a quote, and it's kind of the best we can get from them. At least they're not talking politics while they do that. Revolting sex smear against glamorous fucks, regular rocks, the Trump world, as vicious war ignites over tiny Etsy engagement ring involving Sarah Stuck, Isabella De Luca, and some other woman. In an exclusive chat with the Daily Mail, Wilson said their latest spat follows a long-running grudge, as she accused Stuck of habitually using my name for clicks. It is insane to think I am jealous. I could have been married 50 times already if I wanted to go for someone with a cheap ring. Like, congrats on the broke man you're marrying. So yesterday we were in the STD insults and who has AIDS. Today we are now with the idea that, oh, if I accepted such small rings, that's a statement from Emily Saves America. If I accepted such small rings, I could have been married 50 times already. She said, it's ridiculous. I only shared the picture as a happy life update. These conservative women are not really conservative. They're showing just how materialistic they are. It's pretty sad, really. My post wasn't to brag. I shared it because I'm happy. I really like the ring. It's classy and I picked it out myself. Okay, and what we discover is we have a lot of these conservative woman e-girls. They're just beautiful girls that are there, that have decided to kind of sound right-wing for a moment, but they're really in a very rich world with rich parents paying them constant vacations in the Hamptons. One of them is bragging, congratulations on your small ring. I'm in the Hamptons. Bye-bye. So they're bragging about how much their family has value and has more money. And it's like, this is totally outside of my domain. This is not right-wing politics. This is just a bunch of women who have elevated some accounts, and they have done so on the basis of their sex appeal. Pearl Davis was saying, hottest right-wing e-girl taken off the market. Conservative women will always use their marriage and family to build their brand. Emily Saves America was laughing at the ring size. The ring size. This is a decent ring. On fine ends, as I said yesterday, on fine ends, you don't want too big of a diamond anyway. It's not going to be wearable. It's going to be tacky. By the way, whenever you see these big, big diamonds, you know, that cost a lot, the first thing you see in these couples is just how miserable the man looks and how much he's a beta. Like, when you see these fat queens on MTV just carrying their big diamonds, and you see their little man, like the man is weights twice as less as the woman, and you're like, wow, this guy has been enslaved by this woman, basically. And this, let's not forget what this is, what diamonds are. Beside the scam, the Jewish scam that they are for society, and the gatekeeping that they do over marriage, over Christian marriage in society, the idea of having a big expense to handicap the couple is one of the handicap principles The same kind of principle that motivated the peacock to have a big tail. It's about showing off and saying, hey, look, I can carry this ridiculous peacock tail and still survive. Now, how good is that? And that's exactly what women are trying to do with the ring. They are trying to have the couple spend on useless items just to demonstrate force, demonstrate strength. It's a demonstration of force by the woman. That's why I'm not surprised when I see these fat women with their tacky rings bragging about it with their little husband that's like a beta in the music industry or whatever, and that's how he became rich and so he could afford that big ring. The ring is an intentional handicapping of the couple for the purpose of showing, oh, look, even starting in the negative $20,000 or negative $100,000, we still have a family. We still can do it. We still can buy a car. It's a signal of wealth in that sense, but one that is harming a lot because that money is paralyzed in a rock forever. Instead of being in Bitcoin, instead of generating assets, instead of allowing to buy a bigger house later, it's paralyzed money for the purpose of handicap demonstration, and it's one of the sickest female behaviors out there. Sarah Stuck quotes Emily Gold Digs America. At this point, these women are at such a level of theorizing around the ring, I can't even understand what they're saying.
Like, I basically have a degree on how to be a hater at this point, so let me share some tips. When to be a hater, specifically the rules of engagement ring. No, I don't have a ring, so I'm allowed to be a hater. And yes, I do send your engagement pictures around to my friends and, like, usually talk shit. Sometimes you deserve it. Anyway, rule number one, let them be happy. No, it hurts. If someone has their little ring and they're happy with that, let them be happy. They married for love, okay? Remember that when you visit them in their shack down the road. I'm kidding. Be a hater. Conditions do apply here. Number one, did they come for you first? If you want peace, you should have stayed silent. If they talk shit and it got back to you, gossip is a boomerang, baby girl. If she accepted a $37 ring, I mean, someone has to marry the loser, so, like, let them live. That man is already struggling with poverty as it is. Like, don't be a hater because, like, don't get me wrong, I am sending that photo around in my group chat, but, like, that one's kind of mean.
I hate this facial structure, bro. It induces massive disgust in me. What is that all about? What is Make America Hot Again? That's her hat. I don't even understand what she's saying. She's trying to... I don't know. There's some bragging dimension, humble bragging dimension, fake concerns for poverty in males. What the fuck is this content? Do people watch this? Let's not forget, though, when we're talking about... I really like what Sarah Stuck has been doing. She's been owning the left, you know, in these debates with Sam Cedar. Beautiful. She's been making the case that she is not genetically Jewish. Beautiful. She is very open and very enthusiastic, and she is now promoting marriage. She has scored a lot of good points. Though, I'm not sure I support Sarah Stuck, because I think she may be a plant for Zionist boomerism.
If you think that people are here in Canada who are chanting for genocide have no right to stay in this country and should be deported, head over and sign a petition at deporthamas.com. If you think that...
She's still a regular Rebel News Sabbath, you know, Sabbath guy, I think they call them. She is carrying the water for this Jewish news outlet. And I therefore, I wouldn't trust her. Everything that has come out of Rebel News down the line is always trouble. You know, you have Lauren Sutton. Lauren Sutton comes out of this outlet, ends up in coke binges, and all this life. I still haven't read her full book. I have it. I sleep beside her book every night, but every night I'm like, do I really have time to read the delusions of a fucking woman? Do I have to spend 300 pages in the mind of a woman? I'm not sure. So let's be, and you know, there, what's this guy that was taking coke with Lauren, with the Tate brothers? What's his name? The Patriot, the UK Patriot. Anyways, this guy also, you know, is revolving around Rebel News and is also not a very good guy. Ruth Sternwood says, Faith Goldie was the best of, Tommy Robinson. So you have Tommy Robinson, Lauren Sutton. I think we have already the history of, okay, so you have these, Ezra Levant is probably just attracting these defective personalities. He's grooming them into pro-Zionism, anti-Hamas kind of crap. And I'm afraid that Sarah Stuck may just be the latest generation of this fucking crap. I hope I'm wrong. I hope she kind of changes on this aspect and she discovers the gravity of siding with Jewish power. But for now, that's what it is. There are also gay blacks who are getting in the ring argument. Xavier DeRusso says, the actual white supremacists on this app are so broke. How are you superior wearing a gumball machine engagement ring? Lol, lol. And Rob Smith, I'm dead. You just... feminine black gay men just engaging on the engagement ring of Sarah Stuck. You can feel the AIDS in the air. You can feel the AIDS coming inside of you as you read this crap. It's not even a bubblegum ring. The thing is, it's a ring with a square diamond. I would evaluate, you can probably get this ring. The ring of Sarah Stuck is probably something like $5,000, maybe a little less. So it's just, it's a regular high cost ring. It's the kind of ring I don't buy, by the way. I'm not in that price range. I'm not going to waste $5,000 on a ring unless I am so wealthy that I have surplus. But No, I don't. I'm much closer to my Bitcoin than being fool enough to pay for a $5,000 ring. Sarah Stuck says they just keep gold digging themselves into a deep hole. Emily Save America was saying it's going to be hard to be a trad wife when your man can't even afford a ring. How do you guys expect to have a house, land, multiple kids? BFFR, I hope y'all enjoy working. Sorry, I'm Mia. I'm in the Hamptons. This is a conservative influencer that is saving America. A rich daughter from a rich family who's spending vacations in the Hamptons. That's not gonna save America. You are undistinguishable from the liberals spending time in the Hamptons too. And you are pushing people toward a consumerist lifestyle the same way these hedonistic boomers have been. You're not going to save America, Emily. Conservative men need to stop being broke and gaslighting women like we don't deserve diamonds and rings. So you want to give up my job, my career, my financial influence, independence, push multiple babies out of my body, cook clean, be loyal, and a loving feminine wife forever, and y'all can't even afford a nice ring for us? Get the fuck out. Just admit y'all literally don't like women. No, it's not that we don't like women. It's that we believe that it's a very toxic behavior of women to be demanding the burning of money. The burning of money, literally. Money that could mean down the line a $2,000 or $5,000 on the side. could mean down the line a house for one of your children, could mean down the line, if you expand it with Bitcoin gains, a whole generation being cared for, being able to continue a family lifestyle. So it does matter that you have this behavior, that it's been completely constructed by Jews, that it's not part of our civilization's survival story. In fact, it's part of the story of the beginning of the parasitism of our civilization. It's like the first woke thing was the ring. The first thing pushed through advertisement, marketing spheres, pushed by Jews, destructive of the family, destructive of assets of Christian families, was the ring. And I'm tired of the whole story of America where we think wokeness started in the 90s or in the 2000s. Wokeness started in its current form with the trans and LGBT maybe in the 2000s. But it started before that with the gay marriage, before that with hippieism, before that with the boomer hedonist lifestyle, the drugs, the decomposition of the family, and ultimately it all starts with a Jewish attempt at collecting a gatekeeping fee on the availability of reproductive women, which is to charge an extra fee on marriage. So when you give yourself up to the diamond psyop, you do something very grave. You do something very destructive to civilization. You make yourself the hope of a Jewish marketer. Reclaim Man says, every romantic comedy movie for woman has a scene with a ring. Absolutely. Hollywood totally pushed that between the 60s and the 2000s. Just all romantic comedies. All romantic comedies will involve some drama around the ring. Absolutely. And yes, so if you play that game of the diamond, you are asking me to pay a fee to jewelry to have a reproductive lifestyle. And that is very, very grave. Every fucking day, bro, a glimpse into the life of a hedge fund manager under Trump 2.0. To paraphrase Kermit the Frog, it's not easy making green. And under Trump 2.0, that has never been more true for the average hedge fund manager dealing with 24/7 headline risk from the current resident White House. 6 a.m., wake up, check what Trump tariffed overnight. Cambodia up 200%, Paraguay minus 3%. They said thanks, brew some coffee. Trump tweets that the laws are rigged since he cannot tariff Arizona. Mentally scroll the portfolio for exposure. Yes, it's been very hard. The irregularity of these markets, the craziness of them, it's been the craziest I've seen in my life. Because you can have big days of the market that were varying in the 90s and the 2000s, but they were a massive crash and we were talking of them as events. But under the second Trump presidency, it's like all over the place. And I've come to believe that this is by design. Trump is probably enriching himself and synchronizing with family members and saying, buy Uruguay, buy Cambodia today, short Russia, that kind of stuff. So that is it for tonight. That is all I had to say about these extremely feminine matter. Kremlin confirms that Trump-Putin meeting will be happening in the coming days. So here we'll have a Trump-Putin meeting. I don't know what to expect from it. Because again, we keep having these things. But again, Zelensky is at the heart of the continuation of the war. So that's not enough to have these two. You need Zelensky to want the war to end. And I'm not sure we can have this at this point. unless Russia is willing to lay more destruction, Zelensky doesn't want this war to end because it's just too good. He doesn't care if his countrymen are dying. In fact, it may be part of the purpose and function of the war. These countrymen are dying, and he's making money, and he's freeing a spot that could be the next insemination project for a greater Israel. New Guy Prime says, Trump must be giving up on Ukraine by now, surely. Yeah, but I don't know. Why would we have a meeting? I mean, he's been trying a very weird strategy a few weeks ago where he started being critical of Putin. But it's like, really? No, Putin wants peace. So being critical of him will not help. It only helps Zelensky. The only person on which to put pressure is Zelensky, and Trump hasn't done it strongly enough. And it's possible that Trump cannot do it, because it's possible that Congress now is so tied up in this war that even if Trump didn't want to give money to Zelensky, the Congress would still vote for it. Bud Life says, Zelensky has no say in whether the war continues or ends. Zelensky doesn't matter. Well, he does have a say to the extent that he's launching these small passive-aggressive attacks continuously on Russia, with now drones and trying to do incursions in the territory and bombing things by surprise in the territory. And he's holding the front line with attention. So, yes, he does have a say on... I know what you mean. He's irrelevant in the sense that he's maybe a puppet of greater powers. But ultimately, he's the one who wants the continuation of the current state of things. And he's the one who's allowing it. Yes, he says, well, nah, that's the CIA. Sure. Sure, it's a set of interests gathered around Zelensky as the public face. But that's my point. Those are the people you need to put pressure on, not Putin. That is it for tonight, boys. Bye-bye. And I'll see you tomorrow for our last show of the week, Friday. Much love. We'll be right back.